Okay, so today I wanted to start in Isaiah 30 from verse 15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, no, we will flee on horses. Therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you will all flee away, till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on a hill. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. And it's one of my favorite verses, actually. It's given to me several times a few years back. Just in verse 15 there, in quietness and trust is your strength. It goes on to say, you know, if you don't believe it, you go your own path. Then, you know, basically what you fear will come upon you. But the Lord is saying, blessed are those who wait for him, and in quietness and trust is your strength. Now, you know, the way you get to trust people is you get to know them, don't you? And I know sometimes you take a leap of faith and trust a stranger, but normally you build trust over time as you build relationship, you know, and that's how we can come to trust God more, is as we build relationship with him. And in a way he proves himself to us, doesn't he, that we can trust him. But it always starts with that step where you have to step out and trust. And I think it's such a lovely verse. In quietness and trust is your strength. And you know, we get to know him by spending time with him in that quiet place, in that secret place with him, just quietly building trust, and from that comes that inner strength, so that when we meet problems, when we have difficulties, we have something to draw on. We can draw on that strength, and we can just know that he's in control, that we can trust him. Quite often we jump in with prayers and we battle and just keep on and on and on at God. And I think, you know, we need to learn that our strength is in quietness and trust. You know, Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. Doesn't it? Be still and know that I am God. And in Zephaniah chapter 3, it says, the Lord your God is with you. He's mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And that's who our God is. You know, whatever we're going through, whatever problems we're having, our God just, he delights in us and he wants to quiet us with his love. You know, and if we quieten down and listen, perhaps we can hear him singing over us. In whatever situation we're in, we just take that step back and say, Lord, I just want to be with you for a moment. I want to trust you that you have this situation under control. And just listen. You know, we don't have to. Jesus said, don't babble on like the pagans. You know, sometimes it's great just to listen and hear what God is saying. Or sometimes just sit quietly with him. And we don't even need to say anything. And sometimes he'll speak to us and sometimes he just wants to be with us. And it's just a lovely place. You know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray. Don't take that away from this, you know. there was a lovely film a few years back called The War Room. And it was about a lady who had a prayer closet, and all the problems she had, she took into the prayer closet and prayed them. But then she trusted God to deal with them. And I was reminded of the old hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And I read the words this morning, and I just want to read them to you. Because, well, I mean, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And this bit, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden?" As Suzanne was reading this morning. "Are we cumbered with a load of care? Precious Saviour, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there." Lovely words. It's a hymn I often think, oh, not that one. But when you listen to the words, they're wonderful, aren't they? Wonderful words. And it talks about if we take things to him in prayer, you know, he's faithful. But if we don't, there is a sorrow and trouble that we walk into because we're not taking it to him. So there's definitely a place for prayer, but it needs to come with trust. And quite often we pray over and over again because we're not trusting. You know, it's like a child who wants something from his parents who will pester and pester and pester. And sometimes they get what they want because they've pestered so much. And sometimes it's a good thing, you know, the parable of the persistent widow. But sometimes, you know, it's not a good thing. God doesn't answer our prayers sometimes because he knows that the answer isn't good for us, because we're praying from a wrong desire. But he will answer prayer. I remember a story I heard many years ago when I was a young Christian about a couple who wanted, they went on tour a lot. They were in the ministry and they used to tour a lot. And they thought, wouldn't it be great if we had a Winnebago, because then we wouldn't have to worry about hotels and, you know, where we're going to stay and all this sort of thing. And they prayed about it and sort of felt God saying no, but they still thought it was a good idea. So they kept praying about this Winnebago. And eventually they got a Winnebago. And they thought, this is a lovely answer to prayer. But, you know, it turned out it wasn't God's will for them. And everything that could go wrong went wrong with this Winnebago. And it was a nightmare. And they were just sharing that God answered their prayer because they were very persistent. But actually, if they'd listened to what he first said to them, they wouldn't have been persistent in that prayer, because it wasn't his will for them. He had a better plan. And that better plan came to pass, but after they'd learned their lesson. I remember it because at the time I was going through a similar situation. And it saved me from it, which was wonderful. But, you know, God wants the best for us. And we need to know who we are in him. We need to know we can trust him, and we need to know who we are in him. And in 2 Corinthians, it says that we're children of God. He says, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." So we're children of the Lord Almighty God, who can do anything. Anything is possible with him, and we're his children. So why don't we trust him with our problems? And I know we say, well, we do, but, you know, quite often we pray and pray and pray because we're not fully trusting that he has it under control. And it comes back to this: in quietness and trust is your strength. So it led me to think, you know, when you're at work, your boss doesn't have to yell and scream at you to make you do something, does he? Because he's your boss. He has authority over you when you're at work. He says, do something, and you do it. And we all know this, the story of the centurion in Matthew 8. I'll flick over to it. Matthew 8, verse 5. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself are a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And Jesus, when he heard this, was astonished. And he said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. So, you know, we know he has that authority. And when we ask, he can do it. The other story that came to mind was Jesus in the boat when he was sleeping in the storm. You know, it's in Mark 4. He just said to the disciples, let's get in the boat and go over to the other side of the lake. And they got halfway across the lake, I think it was, and the storm came and they were terrified in case they would die. But they weren't believing and trusting in the fact that he had said, we're going over to the other side. If they'd believed him when he said, we're going to the other side, then there's no possibility of them dying in the middle of the lake, is there? It's trust. What has God said to us that he's going to do or is going to happen? And we can't see it happening, so we're panicking because we're in the middle of trouble. And we can't see the good thing he's promised us at the end. But he's promised. And if he's promised, we need to trust. Because what he says comes to pass. And another song I was reminded of, which is slightly more up to date than What a Friend I Have in Jesus, was This Is How I Fight My Battles. I think you all know it, don't you? It's this is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And isn't that lovely? It may look like I'm surrounded, but actually I'm right in the middle of where God wants me, and he's surrounding me, and he's my dad, and he loves me, and he wants the best for me. And I can just sit in the midst of trouble in quietness and trust, knowing that I'm surrounded by him. I'm not saying it's easy, but isn't that a lovely picture where you can just be surrounded? It's like God's a big roll of bubble wrap wrapping me up and keeping me safe. And wherever we are, we can just, as we were saying this morning, take our eyes off of the distractions, take our eyes off of the troubles, and focus on him. And just close your eyes and know that you're surrounded by him. There's nothing that can snatch you out of the palm of his hand. Completely surrounded, completely protected. So I know a few of us have had rough weeks this week. What I wanted to do was to just spend some time bringing the things that we're struggling with to him. Just bring them to him, and just in quietness and trust, draw strength from him. And just trust him that the things he's promised us will come to pass. And the protection that he promises in the scriptures is there for us. The healing that he promises is there for us, for all of us. The truth of the Bible is the truth. And it doesn't matter what our circumstances look like at the moment. We need in quietness and trust to believe in the truth and draw strength from the truth, because what God says will come to pass. I'm going to